Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's right. Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, a lot to talk about today. You know, once again, just a beautiful day. And, you know, I've seen the forecast, and the forecast is really pretty much the same for the next week. A little up and down. You know, it's going to get in the lower 70s, and then it's going to dip down to 60 or, you know, 58 or something like that. So we've got a cool front coming through here tomorrow. It's going to not bring any... Well, not bring much rain, if any rain, and then bring us some cooler temperatures, and then it's going to warm up a little bit and then cool off again. It looks like the weekend is going to be beautiful, so that's good news. I hope you're in a good mood. I hope whatever problems you have, you can kind of put them aside, and I'll do the best I can for the next 3 hours to maybe make you forget about some of those problems, because, you know, that's what I do with the show. I mean, I forget about my problems, which I have too, and I just do the show and love spending every afternoon with you, and I'm glad you're with us. Once again, we have another update on crawfish. It looks like the 2026 crawfish season is going to be epic. And that's always good. And when the crawfish are plentiful, the prices are low, and they are delish. You know, I wonder if over time, does the taste of crawfish change? Now, you know, I know there's so many different ways to boil them, and everybody's got their secret way of doing it, and restaurants have their secret way of doing it, and maybe you've got your secret way of doing it. But aside from all of the different spices and things that you put in when you boil the crawfish, does the crawfish meat itself ever taste any different? I mean, I guess not. I guess it's still crawfish. I mean, like redfish doesn't, like, taste different. I mean, from years ago, redfish, I guess, tastes the same. So, you know, we talk about a good crawfish crop. It's still going to taste the same, but, you know, the ways that you spice it are what make it a little bit different. The only thing that we have to worry about is an extended period of cold. Now, a brief period of freezing temperatures, that's not a problem. But an extended period of cold could change matters. So let's hope that that doesn't happen. Hey, have you seen that the Indianapolis Colts, their quarterback, Daniel Jones, went down. He fractured, I think he broke a fibula. Man, he was really frustrated, slamming his helmet on the turf when this happened, because, I mean, the Colts are in a, you know, position to get to the playoffs, but, you know, you lose your starting quarterback, and that's a big deal. The Colts have signed 44-year-old Philip Rivers. Now, I remember Philip Rivers when he was with the San Diego Chargers. But he was also in Indianapolis, and I think he's been signed to the practice squad. I don't know if he's been elevated to be on the regular squad, but he's been signed to the practice squad. He's 44 years old, and he's a grandfather. So, I mean, this is kind of amazing. I don't know. I mean, obviously the guy has stayed in shape because, you know, you'd have to be in good shape to kind of step in that position. But I've never heard of anything like this. A 44-year-old grandfather coming in and playing in the NFL. So again, he joined the practice squad. Again, maybe some news has come out and he's been bounced up to the regular squad, but I don't know about that yet. So we have to wait and see, because I think the backup for Daniel Jones has an issue as well. So the Colts, you know, on the verge of making the playoffs for the first time in a while, lose their starting quarterback. And it's just a reminder that, man, anything can happen, you know, with football, college or pro football. And part of getting to the Super Bowl, really, I know we don't want to think about this because you want to think about it, the practice, the dedication to the game, the talent on each team. But luck has a lot to do with getting to the Super Bowl. You just have to be a team that's lucky. And you can be the absolute best team. And boy, think about all that goes on during one play. I mean, think about all the action that goes on during one play of a game. I mean, at any moment, somebody could plant their leg wrong and twist it. They could roll their ankle. They could pop an Achilles tendon. I mean, anything can happen on any given play. So it's kind of a miracle, the teams that get through the season without any really serious injuries. All right. Also, I didn't get to this yesterday, but we'll talk about it today. There's a controversy involving a North Texas homeowner, and it's not unlike the controversy with Al Copeland's Christmas lights here in Metairie. So I'm going to talk about that, and we'll just talk about this phenomenon of somebody doing something so spectacular in one neighborhood that it draws so many people in. Now, like Al Copeland, that was a very bougie, upscale neighborhood that his house was in Metairie. And this North Texas family, they live in a very bougie neighborhood. And so there are neighbors who are really upset with all the traffic. The Dallas City Council is upset about this because it's costing them like money. They've got a helicopter in the air. They've got people directing traffic. So, I mean, is this selfish on the part of the people who put up all the lights? Or do you justify it because they're making a lot of people happy? I mean, I see both sides of it, but we'll get into that discussion a little bit later in the show. Now, this is disturbing to me, and this can happen in this country, the way things are set up. The family of the president, in particular Jared Kushner, is involved in assisting foreign governments buying into CNN. And it doesn't look like there's anything that can stop this from happening. It's kind of complicated. I don't understand the whole financial structure and plan. But essentially, it boils down to foreign governments, Middle Eastern countries, are going to possibly buy CNN or be part of this sale of the company that owns CNN. And the guy who is leading the way, he has already told the president that there will be, and this is a quote, sweeping changes to CNN. Well, to be honest with you, CNN needs some sweeping changes because CNN sucks in the ratings. And CNN, I mean, you know, they try to do different things and once in a while they bring in somebody new, but they kind of just shuffle people around. And, you know, instead of making changes, CNN is trying to make what is not working. They're trying harder to make it work. They're taking what they have and they're trying harder to make it work, even though it's not working. And this is quite often what happens. It happens with teams. It happens with businesses. Something isn't working and you try so hard to make it work, but it doesn't work. Instead of changing, you try really hard to make what's not working work. So anyway, CNN could use some changes, but I think what bothers me is the potential influence that is being suggested here through the president the influence that might come when it comes to the new ownership of CNN, the influence in terms of what is covered and how it's covered. You know, if it's a private business that wants to do conservative media, I have no problem with that. That's not the problem. The problem might be foreign governments being involved in running or having influence over the message, having influence over the speech. Foreign governments having a message about their countries or a slant toward the Middle East, or I mean, whatever. Again, when it comes to just, you know, freedom of the press, this is something that concerns me. And it's, you know, we don't have all the details and nothing is settled yet. But this is something that's developing right now that is, you know, it's worth paying attention to. Also, I'm sure you've heard that a judge has ordered the release of Ghislaine Maxwell grand jury records. And also the Epstein files are being unsealed. You know, I have to be honest with you and tell you, I don't trust what we're going to see. And I hate to be that cynical, but I don't trust it. So much has gone on to prevent it from being released that now suddenly it's going to be released. I don't trust what's going to happen. I mean, I don't trust what we're going to see. So anyway, you know, it is quite possible that we never know the truth. And what we believe to be the truth is just something that lives in our hearts and minds. But, you know, go ahead and release what you're going to release and, you know, we'll take a look at it. There is a picture going around the internet of J.D. Vance yelling at his wife at a restaurant in public. And, you know, look, couples argue, okay? Couples argue. That's nothing new and unusual. Couples do argue. But this picture has J.D. Vance in a T-shirt, a white T-shirt, and he's yelling at his wife. As soon as I saw this picture, I couldn't picture J.D. Vance wearing a T-shirt in public. So I think this picture is bogus. Not just because of the T-shirt, but it's not a full view of his face. And I don't know. Now, has he ever yelled at his wife in public? Maybe. Maybe so. I don't know. It's going around, and you know, I'm going to put the name bogus on this. I'm going to stamp this with bogus right now. But again, I don't know. But I don't think it's too much to pay attention to. There was an AI analysis of the president's comments that he made last night after he started his affordability tour. You know, the president is on his affordability tour. We're going to tell you more about that in the next hour. But last night, the president went on an absolute rant, and AI analyzed it, and you don't even want to know what it says. I mean, you don't. Some of you do, but a lot of you don't even want to know what it says. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it later. So how do you know if your kids who are online, how do you know if they're being radicalized? Do you know for sure? Are you absolutely positive your kids are not talking to anybody or not being influenced by anybody? Because, you know, it's always the parents who don't seem to know. And the public looks at these situations like when somebody's been radicalized and does something terrible. You know, people in the public go, well, how did the parents not know? So could your kids be radicalized and you wouldn't even know it? Well, we're going to talk about some things to look for and also some things that you might talk to your kids about. Let's see. Oh, by the way, there are some things that you need to know about ICE in New Orleans. There's some things that you need to know about the ICE agents. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But I mentioned the other day that there are some ICE agents who were rushed through the process. They were just given a stamp of approval, even though there was like no background check on them, and they, people didn't know anything about them, and they were just rushed through because they needed people to be ICE agents. And then they were offering this $5,000 bonus, $5,000 bonus or $10,000 bonus, whatever. It was a $50,000 bonus. That's it. It was a $50,000 signing bonus. How many people out there would respond to going to work for ICE if you got a $50,000 bonus? Well, there's something a little deceiving about the $50,000 bonus, but a lot of people who are not qualified to be ICE agents, They're not qualified to represent the government in operations like this. They're ICE agents now. And some of them can't even read and write properly. So they're like bozos. They're called duds. These are dud recruits. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Two more things very quickly. What was your favorite car? We're going to talk about the auto brand that is at the top of Consumer Reports, and we'll talk about the favorite cars we owned. Also, yesterday, this news broke. Australia has become the first country in the world to ban social media for anybody under 16. I posted a video yesterday on Scoot on the Air Substack, Scoot on the Air Facebook, and Scoot on the Air Instagram. You can view the video and comment on what I say, and I'll share some of the comments from the social media sites a little bit later in the show. But this is something we have to talk about because there's talk about this coming to America. Should social media be banned for anybody under 16? All right, you have a comment this afternoon. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the Air. Coleman is our studio producer today, and he'll be helping me out with some of the text messages. And we'll be right back with some of your comments here. And we'll talk about some of these ICE agents and the fact that they really don't qualify. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll be right back on WW.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're here illegally and you got a criminal record, you better get the hell out of here. I mean, seriously. I mean, we don't want you here, and you need to just, you know, if you can, save us a lot of trouble and get the hell out of here. There are a number of reports surfacing about the ICE agents. And they're not all very qualified. They're not all sharp, I'll put it that way. You do remember the $50,000 signing bonus. You know, this got a lot of attention when the actor, I mean, he's not much of an actor in my opinion, but Dean Cain, who played in that Superman TV series for 4 years back in the 90s. I mean, I never saw an episode of it. I grew up with the original Superman, so it looked kind of dumb to me. But, I mean, some of you may have watched it. Some of you may have liked it. Was it called Lois and Clark? Yeah, I think it was Lois and Clark. He joined ICE, and he was talking about, you know, getting a $50,000 bonus. And actually what he said in the promo is, you can defend your homeland and get great benefits, like a $50,000 signing bonus. Think about that. Student loan payment legally. And he went on to say other things, and it lured a lot of people in. Look, if you're sitting around and you're like some bozo and you don't have a job, or you have a really crummy job and you know, they're offering you 50 grand. I mean, who wouldn't sign? I mean, a lot of people would sign up. I mean, some people wouldn't, but a lot of people would sign up for ICE. So, I mean, I get that. The problem is that Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she was in such a rush to build up the forces of the ICE agents that there was not a lot of vetting. And they just put the rubber stamp on a lot of people that might not have gotten the rubber stamp if they were carefully looking at who was joining ICE. So, you know, you just need to know this about some of the ICE agents. The other thing is, and this is something that, you know, you weren't told in the beginning if you joined up, you got $10,000 when you signed, and the $40,000 is going to be doled out over time. So it might be a total of $50,000, but you didn't actually get $50,000 for signing up. You got $10,000, and the rest is going to be doled out. Now, I don't know over what period of time. You know, I mean, in fairness to the people who signed up, I hope it happens, you know, soon enough. I mean, you get $10,000, and what, 2 years from now, you get another $10,000? So I don't know what the allotment is going to be over time. But, you know, what is frightening is, I mean, these people have guns. You know, these people they're in a very, very delicate situation. I mean, they're handling a very important mission in America to find illegal immigrants who have criminal records. Unfortunately, they don't seem to care who the illegal immigrants are. They just collect illegal immigrants. And we talked about this yesterday. If you were with us, you heard that conversation. They have a quota in Louisiana of 5,000 illegal immigrants. That's their quota. Well, what if there are more than that here? Do you reach your quota and then move on to another place, leaving the rest of them here? You know, in a situation like this, I don't know if they know exactly how many people are here. Therefore, it seems like a quota is ridiculous. But the quota encourages them to maybe arrest people who don't need to be arrested because they're trying to reach a quota. And sometimes people do very unethical things when it comes to reaching quotas. So anyway, I don't like the quota system when it comes to this. And some of these people who have guns, thank God nothing has happened, but apparently a lot of them are not the brightest and would not necessarily qualify for law enforcement. But since this was a hurry-up job to get all these ICE agents in and a guarantee of a $50,000 signing bonus, which is kind of deceitful because you only got $10,000 when you signed up, you know, we don't have the best people out there doing this work. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to the West Bank. Luther, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, what you say there, Scoot? Just hollering at you, man. I just want to comment on a couple of things that you was talking about.
Okay.
First of all, I would like to say that I wouldn't insult Bozo the Clown, man, with these guys out there right now. Don't insult Bozo like that. But, man, I had a car. My first car was a 1978 Monte Carlo.
Ooh.
Sky blue. And, man, I'm going to tell you, when I sold it, I was like heartbroken. And then I finally found another one, and I was like, man, it was sky blue, just like the one that I had back then, and now it's a classic sitting in my yard.
Oh, you still still have it?
I still have it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Yep.
That's awesome.
Man. But yeah, bro, I love cars, man. I go to car shows. I go to the Cruising Coast. I love cars, and
that's cool.
That is like my favorite right there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, Luther, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening to the show. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Janice.
Hello, Scoot. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I want to thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
People better start listening and opening their eyes. I know that there are people that are 100% down with Trump, no matter what he does. I got into it the other night with my cousin. She doesn't, I don't want to hear anything about him and this, that, and the other thing. I said, when I call you, don't tell me what to say. Don't tell me what I can and can't say. Right here it says, Congress is going to withhold Pentagon travel funds until it sees the boat strike videos. But I'm thinking, okay, what if we do eventually see the video? My question is it going to be altered in some fashion where we won't be really seeing it the way it truly is? Then I'm seeing here, I'm reading here, there's an app, there's a thing people can put on their phone. It's called Newsbreak, N-E-W-S-B-R-E-A-K, Newsbreak, and it's very, very good. It has all kinds of stuff on it, sports, local news, politics, everything. It's a great app. It says here, another article. Donald Trump says 60 minutes shouldn't be allowed to air after interview with very dumb Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, I don't care if she's dumb or if she's not dumb. The thing here is he wants to control everything. He really does. He wants to control everything. And you know who else wants to control everything? Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And if we are not careful, this is where we could end up. Here's another article. Trump says, New York Times, questioning his stamina could be treasonous. Oh, really? Really? He wants to go after news organizations. He wants to go after television shows. No. I don't like the direction this is going in. And
well,
people, you better just open your eyes here. Now, here, it says here, Trump attacks women reporters. November 14th, Quiet Piggy. November 18th, Insubordinate. November 26th, Ugly Inside and Out. November 27th, Are You Stupid? You're a Stupid Person. December 6th, Stupid and Nasty. December 8th, Obnoxious and Terrible. Now, that's just a few of the recent things he has said to reporters, and I can guarantee you that that list is going to only get longer. I am concerned about him.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot to be concerned about. He has a tendency to say certain things in certain ways. He also bashes male reporters as well, but he does seem to have a problem with women, so much so that you'd think he's gay. He seems to loathe women. He's been married to beautiful women, but you know, there are a lot of macho men who act macho because deep down inside they're really insecure with who they are. They'll never recognize it. They'll never admit it. But the putting down of women, the putting down of somebody, is a sign of you trying to gain superiority by putting them down. And so I think this is a mental process that is, you know, concerning that he's so infatuated with putting women down. But, you know, that's his style. As far as the second strike video is concerned, you know, I would be concerned, too, about are we going to see the right thing? Some people have seen it. The president himself has admitted that he's seen it. And, you know, I guess when you hear the description of the two survivors, you know, the president makes it seem as if they were trying to take what was left of the boat and still work on the mission of delivering the drugs. It seems totally impossible to take what was left of that boat and finish the delivery of the drugs. And to go back and kill them, to kill survivors is a war crime. I didn't make up the rules. Don't get mad at me, but it's clearly a war crime if that's indeed what happened. So, yeah, I think there's reason to question if the video was released. Are we seeing the real video? All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, let's start talking about this amazing thing that happened in Australia. Australia yesterday became the first country to ban social media platforms for anyone under 16. Should that happen in the United States of America? And we'll get to some of your text messages coming up. I'm Scoot on the air, and I love the holiday season, and we're in the middle of it. Well, we're getting close to being in the midst of all of it. And this is the new Christmas release from the Molly Ringwalds. And, you know, I'm going to play this every year. So over time, this is going to bring back memories of Christmases past. And that's what happens when a new Christmas song is released. It doesn't have the memories attached to it yet, but it will. The song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was a new song at one time. And now it brings back a lot of memories for a lot of people. I just think the Molly Ringwalds did a great job with this particular song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. You're listening to
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
WWL. It is another beautiful day, and we're going to have some really nice days with only a very slight chance of rain when a couple of fronts come through. And a stronger front comes through, I think, Sunday and Monday, but it's not bringing much of a chance of rain with it at this point. And, you know, temperatures touching into the lower 70s at times and then going back to a high of 60 and then in the upper 50s. So it's just kind of up and down, but it's going to be mild and not hot for the next week or so, and I'm happy about that. This was a big news yesterday. Australia became the first country in the world to ban social media platforms for anyone under 16. Denmark and Malaysia are considering this, and there's been a lot of talk in the United States about doing this. Do you think social media should be banned for anyone under 16? I posted a video yesterday on Scoot on the Air, Substack, Facebook, and Instagram about this topic. And I'll share with you a couple of comments. This is from my Facebook page. Matthew says, depends on who proposes it. Great ideas don't stand on their own any longer. Common sense be damned. That's true. Here's a comment from John. Sounds like a reasonable thing to do with some flexibility. Shatney says, should be restrictions on young children. This comment is nice jacket, Scoot. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Love when those comments come in. I posted a picture of me yesterday with Donny Osmond. Yesterday was Donny Osmond's 68th birthday. So I posted a picture on Scoot on the Air Facebook. I think it's also on Instagram of me with Donny Osmond. And maybe I didn't do it on Instagram. It might just be on Facebook, but I'll get it on Instagram. Anyway, this was an interview that this was after an interview I did with Donny Osmond when I was on the air in Seattle on KOMO. And, you know, Donny was suffering from mental disorder all of his life that he got under control. And I shared with him my battle with obsessive compulsive disorder. And we had a real meeting of the minds and a really nice hug after the interview. But yeah, I got some personal comments here. I don't think it's a good picture of me at all. I don't like my hair. I don't like the facial hair. So it's not a good picture of me, but it's a good picture of Donnie. So I posted it yesterday on his 68th birthday. So here's a comment on social media being banned. This comes from Danny. It says, it's worth talking about. Social media regulation is needed, especially surrounding AI, foreign troll farms, and bots. And, you know, it's really amazing what the Russians did in the 2016 election, and I'm sure they did it in 2020. I'm sure they did it again in 2024. But it was really apparent in 2016, and they used social media to control minds, and they might have actually helped Trump get elected. I think he would have been elected anyway, but I know that these efforts from the Russians didn't hurt. So should social media in this country, should it be banned for those under 16? What about freedom of speech? I mean, if you're 14 or 15, don't you have the right to freedom of speech? And some young people are into politics. I mean, I was very much into politics at the age of 15. And so doesn't everybody have the right to freedom of speech? But then there are some things that are restricted. You know, you can't buy booze. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't go into bars until you're 21. I mean, I think it's 21. Are any of those 18? I know you can get into some bars if you're with somebody, if you're 18, but you can't drink. All of that's really, really confusing to me. But we do have limits on what you can do based on age. So legally, it doesn't seem like a big problem. I think one of the issues, and let me just share with you some of the concerns about social media. It leads to addiction, body image issues, depression, and other mental health issues for teens, also bullying and sexual exploitation. So these are some of the problems. So would blocking social media platforms for people under 16, would that help? Would that really work towards solving these problems? We're going to talk more about this after the news in the next hour. So be thinking about it. And I would love to hear from any of you who have teenagers or your grandkids are teenagers. And right now you have the real life reality of dealing with teenagers and social media. Do you think social media should be banned 16 and under? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get into that coming up in the next hour. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1949 at J&M Studio right here in New Orleans, Fats Domino recorded his first single. It was Detroit City Blues. Fats Domino was one of the early architects of rock and roll. It wasn't invented by white people like Bill Haley and the Comets. They revised it and added to it. But man, true rock and roll was really invented by black artists like Fats Domino. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1980, shortly after he was shot and killed, John Lennon's body was cremated on this day. There was no funeral for John Lennon, but there was a worldwide vigil for him. And I think for a while, I think Paul kept John Lennon's ashes right there on his coffee table. And, you know, inevitably people would come over and smoke and they would, you know, dip their ashes in the urn. And a couple of weeks later, Ringo came over and said, "Hey, looks like John's gaining weight." Anyway, this was kind of, well, it's a sad day. I mean, look, the whole thing was sad. That wasn't a joke. Well, I mean, it was kind of designed to lighten things up a little bit, but I don't take John Lennon's death lightly. It was a very, very serious thing, and I talked very seriously about it when it happened on the 8th. That was Monday of this week. In fact, the day he was murdered was a Monday as well, so it coincided 45 years later with it being the anniversary being on a Monday. All right, so what about all these things that social media does to teenagers? Do you think we should, in America, do what Australia has done and put a ban on social media for anybody under 16? Now, is this because parents can't be parents? Can parents override social media, or do you throw your hands up in the air and say, there's nothing we can do, you have to ban it? Sometimes I think banning replaces being a parent. We'll talk more about that coming up next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.